Hello, welcome back to Business Building and Beyond. We are on episode 12 of season 4, and this episode is centered around the power of storytelling in marketing. Oh man, if you are like myself, and you know, this year is, you know, 2024 is the year that you really want to up your marketing strategy, and you really want to get into the nitty-gritty of updating some of the things that you're doing, this is probably one of the best strategies that you can incorporate in your new year. The power of storytelling. I feel that a lot of businesses just stick to the points. They're like, all right, this is who we are, this is what we do, buy from us. And it's just not there. You're not going to get everything that you want out of this. And it's really something that is disappointing. One of the things that I absolutely loved, and I'm gonna talk some crap about some previous customer, not customers, but previous client we had. We actually lost out on working with these people because there was a change in leadership. And I've actually talked about that where, you know, we have done such a great job. We hit so many goals. We're doing so many things. And then a change in leadership happens and boom, we lose it all. I don't know why that happens. It is probably the worst thing that could happen because I was with this company for 3 years as a consultant. And I had so much fun at this job. This was actually a company I really wanted to work for, like when I was still, you know, an employee for people. Now, not as a consultant, but I did enjoy it as a consultant. But if I was still an employee, this is the company I would have ran to because of the quality of work that they did. They were doing stuff that I had never seen before in my field. And I'm like, oh, I really want to see how they do this. I really want to go to those job sites. I want to do this, 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 and this. And I got the opportunity to do so. You know, luckily, a really good friend of mine who owns his SEO company, he brings me along on some of these really cool accounts. And I'm just so excited to work with them because, you know, these are the quality of clients he gets are like upper tier, like amazing stuff that you dream about. And when I get the opportunity to get work with one of his clients, I'm like, yes, yes, I'm excited. So luckily for him, we are working with two of his clients and working on a couple more. So fingers crossed for a fantastic, abundant 2024. But this specific client I've been wanting to work for, I died to work for them. And I finally got the opportunity. And what I loved about this company was that the owner was someone I had never seen before, especially in this industry. Calm, collected, family-oriented, employee-oriented. This man loved every one of his employees. He knew everything about his employees. He created an environment that was just so welcoming. People loved going to work. He was paying them really good money. He was doing all the right things a owner should be doing to make sure that their clients and their customers are absolutely happy. I feel like once he decided to step away and brought in someone else to run it, that was the first change in leadership. Bad. That person then forth made changes in the marketing department. Bad. It got so bad. I felt like prior to that, because the owner had set up such a warm, fuzzy feeling of, you know, this is who we are, this is what we do, all this. And it trickled down into the employees. It trickled down into the marketing. The marketing was different back then. This was an opportunity to highlight our clients, to kind of tell those behind the scenes stories that we couldn't necessarily tell in a regular setting. And I really loved the way that we really incorporated every bit of a person's story into the content. So we would have pictures of the owners in their new space that we created for them. Or, you know, we'd have, you know, owners coming or homeowners coming in and like leaving little gifts for the staff. Like, this is like upper echelon, top tier. Like, this is what every company should be doing. And I felt that. And I love that. And so when it came into creating the content for these people, it was very much the feeling of let's give it a homey feeling. All of our social media, let's make it, you know, make it relatable, make it to where if someone, especially because we knew exactly what the clients were looking for, we knew that, all right, if this is what they're looking for, then we ourselves should be doing this, or we should be doing this. And we did, and it worked out beautifully. Change in leadership sucks. I absolutely hate it. I finally, at the beginning of last year, I was gonna, you know, getting fired. I did the episode of it too. This is what started season one off. Episode one of season four. Getting fired a la James Gunn style. Like, you know, you have a perfectly well-built company and employees and people that are doing the right thing. But immediately when someone new comes in, they're like, ooh, let's stop and do something different. You're not reinventing the wheel, babe. Like, you're just not. Like, there's no reason to do all this. And then at that time, you know, myself, the previous director, and my friend who owns his SEO company, we exceeded the goal. I think they wanted to make $25 million that year. I think it went up to like 30, 35? Somewhere around there in the 30 millions, right? That was a good year to get a bonus. I didn't get a bonus that year, I don't think I did that year, now that I'm thinking about it, because that owner had just left. I had received a bonus the year prior, but I don't think I got one that year, which sucks because we did such a good job. But anyway, besides the point, at that time, a new director comes in and they come from a very corporate background, which I don't know what it is about corporate spaces that are just make them so cold. This person comes in and demolishes everything we've done. And I'm just like, what is this? I wonder if I still have those emails now that I'm thinking about it. I do. It is crazy. Honestly, I feel like some of the things that had been done in the past, I just feel like, you know, when you have someone who comes in from a corporate background, it's just not, I don't know what it is. It's very odd, but everything that we had laid out, everything that we had accomplished, everything that was just absolutely done well, someone comes in and wrecks it. And I remember the first email that we got from the new person, we're like, I think it was a Monday or a Tuesday. It was a Tuesday because we had just come back from the new year. That person had just started in the new year. And so we're in our meeting and immediately we get this email. The former director did, because she still had a couple more days left. And so we were just doing the marketing meeting as normal. My friend and I are like, all right, here's the plan for this year. I won't say what year it is. But we were just planning it out. And all of a sudden the former director's like, oof, I just got an email from the new director. And it was massively long, like, and then she's like, well, she wants this, 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 and this. And I was like, well, that sucks. And, you know, I think my friend was like, well, let's just invite her into the meeting. We can cover all this right now. I was like, let's do it. So I had a similar shirt like this. I think it was really I think it was a green version, but it was very metallic-y. I was still in the Christmas spirit. I was excited for the new year, but then this person came in and I'm like, oh my God, like what a buzzkill. Like there was no excitement, no nothing, right? And this person was just very dry, very cold. We couldn't read her. I was like, this is a weird person. Like usually I can read people, like this one I couldn't. I was like, huh. And so we tried to be friendly and all these things, and she just wasn't having it. I was like, my God. It's okay. Well, this is going to be a fun year. And we ended up doing, you know, going through, giving her the answers, everything, and she was jotting down everything. And at that time, we all three got COVID. So we couldn't go into the office. I was like, give me a couple more days. Let me test negatively, then I'll go in. And my friend had to fly in for out of town. And I was like, when are you flying in? And he said, you go in first. Tell me what you see. Come back. I was like, all right, cool. So I got better. I ended up going into the office and kind of just saying hi to everybody. And the mood was different, though. I was like, ooh, what is happening, everybody? And they're like, ugh. I was like, ooh. So one, they had a new owner. Two, they had a new marketing person. I'm just like, yikes, okay. Well, let's just take it a day by day. I went in. This person was not happy to see me. This person wanted me to do X, Y, and Z. And I was like, well, you know, technically this is how we do this. And she's like, I didn't ask how it was done. I want you to do it this way. I was like, well. And so I was like, no, I think we need to keep with the same format. This is how we did this. And, you know, and I specifically said, you know, like we have stuff set up a certain way for specific reasons. Your job is to handle the sales team and handle the CRM and making sure that's getting done. And this is my job. And so I kind of had to lay it down for her, but she didn't care. She's like, yeah, well, I'm the director now. I was like, okay, but the reason we've been successful is because we've done it this way. And so I just want you to be clear, like, why I'm telling you we do it this way. And then, you know, you can kind of make an idea about that. And she's like, don't care. Redo it. Do this. Do that. I'm like, so I get home and my friend hits me up. He's like, how'd it go? I said, yikes, we're in trouble. And I said, I feel like my brain is fried today. And I don't usually feel that way. Usually this job is a lot of fun. Usually we have fun with the clients. We do all these things, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, okay, well, I'm going to be in town next week. We have the meeting scheduled. We do all this. Okay. Right. So we went over stuff. I explained to him, hey, this is what we've done. This is what I was doing. This is what you told me to do now. And he's like, okay. Like, he's like, unfortunately, you know, because you're just the consultant, you have to kind of abide by the rule. So I was like, ugh, gross. I was like, this is one of the reasons why I wanted to work for myself and then work with a client. And the client usually just does what we tell them. You know, we make our own path that way. And in this case, she was very pushing further back from it. So we all met in person. She wanted to redo the social media. She hated everything we did, down to the point where she actually went all the way back to the history of the Instagram account and got rid of everything. And I'm just like, yikes. And so we went through and I'm like, all right, well, this is the content I have scheduled ready to go for our social media. And she's like, don't like any of it. I said, why not? You know, what's the problem? And she's like, it's not Reels. It's not this. It's not this. And that was when Reels first came out. I was like, all right, well, I'm going to have to adapt to Reels and figure it out. Which, you know, every time I have an experience with somebody, I take it for what it is and go that way about it. Right. So like any of the storytelling stuff that we had, you know, we're like, oh, we're focusing on here. We're focusing on the anniversary of the company. We're focusing on this, this, and this. And she's like, don't care. Don't want any of this. And I'm like, well, you have to make the human connection. And I always say that all the time. And I think that was one of the reasons why one of the first companies I worked at, when we started making that human connection, that storytelling aspect of it, that's when people clicked. And that's when people started coming in and requesting specific people to work with because they saw them on social media or the website or whatever. Same thing with the website. Some of our blogs were very much written in a storytelling aspect and people flocked to it. It didn't work out. It just, this person wanted nothing to do with it. Again, corporate people think corporate no matter what, no matter where they are. And this was a corporate person coming into a small business. And I'm like, that doesn't translate here. You know, you have to really understand your audience. And this person refused, absolutely refused, didn't want to do any of that. And I'm just like, we're in trouble. And so in the meeting that I had with us three, he really tried to point out like where I was coming from with my strategies. And he's like, look, you know, this is what we're doing here. And he was up on the screen and he was showing stuff. She was on her phone the entire time, a lack of respect, lack of anything. It was completely horrible. And I'm just like, she's not even paying attention. Like, I don't know why you're still doing this. He was like, shh. I was like, all right. So he went on and on to say, you know, yes, you come from a corporate background. I get why you're doing this, this, and this, but you really need to focus on this. And he says, remember, social media is not your problem. This is your problem. And he's like, I've spoken to the owner about this. You can go back and speak to him if you don't believe me, but this is where you need to focus. Let your other people do what they need to do. Martha already has what she needs to do. She's already on board with the entire plan. Let her run her side. You do your side and that. So she didn't like the fact that the consultant was telling her what to do. So she went off to the owner. It's like, hey, you know, I'm having a pushback here, here, and here. And the new owner didn't like the idea of consultants or employees not being in the building. And he says he had to, he's one of those people that had to see people physically to see that they were working. Our complaint of that was we hit, I forgot, it was 8 or 10 million above the goal. And we weren't even in the building. We were here. And that just wasn't the case. That wasn't anything, you know. And so... it sucked. It sucked so bad. And so I was like, if the new owner doesn't want consultants, like we're pretty much out. And he's like, no, 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 it's going to be fine. We made this place. They can't get rid of us. I'm like, oh, they can. They can. And so it ended up becoming something that just was very sad for me to watch. It was really horrible to see all the hard work we put in just be demolished. Oh man, it was a hard time because I really cared about this place. I really cared about the growth of it, what we were doing, all this stuff. And so eventually what ended up happening was I got pushed out. I was told if I wanted to keep my position, I had to apply for the job. And I said, okay, like, what is the position? And they said, marketing coordinator. I said, absolutely not. And I told, you know, she was like, well, why? She was very insulted. And I said, well, first of all, you know, I am not a coordinator. I was a coordinator when I first started my, my career. And that was 10 years ago. A coordinator. I have since grown into a director. This is like very insulting because one, you don't know me. You don't care to know me. You don't want anything to do with me. And you have yet to see my experience of what I can do and what I can bring to the table. And you want to offer me a coordinator position? What's it paying? $30,000? She's like, no, $40,000. I said, that's insulting. Because I'm getting paid far more than that here. And I have delivered results to these companies. Like, no. And especially to this company last year. I built a whole CRM. I helped generate a whole email marketing campaign. I'm like, I'm 100% in charge of the CRM. I built that. And on top of that, we are generating growth on social media. And we're working on this, this, and this. Like, my value of work is not summed up in a coordinator position. No, I am not applying for that. I said, I will give you guys a proposal of a condensed version of, yes, I will be in the building for only 2 days a week, and I will continue to do the work I have, but I am going to have to cut, you know, I do have to cut my price in half in order for you guys to even like that option, which is also very degrading because the work I do is pretty good. And the owner was very stuck on the idea of, no, you need to be here in the office. And so I gave them my proposal. They said no. After I left, I got a little catty with her. I said, you break that thing, it's over. And I said, and you don't know what you've just done. Like, we made this much money last year. And the fact that you're single-handedly getting rid of all of us is stupid. And I said, and also your social media is never going to attract the people. Your audience is older. This cold-hearted social media thing is just gross. You're not going to succeed. You're going to hit some walls. And if you're not willing to listen to us, you're going to fail. And she's like, don't care. And she's like, I'm getting paid and you're not. I was like, all right, well, fuck you. And the moral of the story was, everything I said that would happen, happened. Sales were completely down. Social media sucks. It has not grown. It's actually decreased. The storytelling aspect of getting the community involved and getting the community that you built on social media involved is gone. That connection to the human spirit, gone. We used to celebrate all of the holidays. And I remember it was, I think there were several other, there were some other holidays that were coming around. And I remember she said, why are you posting this? I said, we post it every year. It's for, I forget what it was. And she's like, absolutely not. Take that down. And I said, well, what about all the other holidays like Christmas and, you know, Hanukkah and Kwanzaa? And she's like, we just need one. Happy holidays. I was like, huh. And it's kind of funny because after I was let go from that position of contractor slash consultant, this person brought in two other people to help with the marketing. And it's just weird to me because I know what that job entailed and I'm not seeing any of it. So I'm just like, are these people just paid to be in the office to make it look like they're doing stuff? Like some of the things that they promised they would do with some tours and videos and things like that, I haven't seen any of that. And my entire plan, and it was funny because she was in that meeting for the plan for 2024. And she was like, I need that plan. I said, why? And she's like, well, I need it. It's part of the department. I said, no, it's mine. These are my ideas. You come up with your own ideas. If you're the one who's getting paid all this money. And the brand suffered horribly because you lose that human connection. And I think when it comes to creating something and working really hard for a brand and really trying to elevate it, you need all the help you can get. And this person just didn't want that help. It was horrible. It was ridiculous. And I just still to this day can't understand why and how that happened. And much less they're still employed, which is nuts. Oh, man, let me tell you, there were days I did have to go into that office. And those are the days I absolutely hated because I had to do full days. I had to go in at like 8 a.m. and leave at like 5. I was like, this reminds me why I don't want to work for anyone anymore because the schedule's nuts. Man, let me tell you, I wish when I was doing that schedule, I really wish I had some magic mind. I mean, have you watched the previous episodes where I'm talking about magic mind? All right, so magic mind is this fantastic green juice elixir that has blown my mind. I think if I had had this back then, I probably would have been in a better mental state. I probably would have been less tired, and I really could have been doing what I needed to do. You know, there was not enough coffee in that building to keep me awake and going on this, I tell you. So magic mind, let me just break it down for you. So again, the small little bottle of green elixir, it's like all natural. It tastes like a green juice, but a little bit sweeter. I love the, and it, I personally feel like it has like a grapefruit juice taste to it. I don't think there's grape juice in it, but it just, it tastes good and light and airy and free. And this is something that coffee couldn't even do for me. It helped me get more productive. I think coffee's wearing out on me, which is one of the reasons why I've switched full time to Magic Mind now. But my productivity got better. My procrastination stopped. My morning routine just got so much better, and I'm able to concentrate and get focused. And my energy is also up. You know, that's one thing I think we all struggle as entrepreneurs and consultants and things like that, is like our energy needs to be always high to get through the day. And so Magic Mind totally helped me with that. It's honestly just a small little shot, and you can either sip on it or just do a shot, whatever it is that you want to do. I just like sipping on it because the taste is just so rich. And anytime I see a green juice looking drink, I'm like, oh, it's going to taste awful. No, this has matcha. It has so many good and, oh man. Oh, just, let me actually explain to you what this is. So there's matcha. There's lion's mane mushrooms in it. I don't know how, but it's another nootropic that helps reduce your anxiety and inflammation, and lots of other really good ingredients. So I'm telling you now, go check out magicmind.com/Jan, JANMDMC. Give it a try. If you're ever in a situation like this where you're working with people you don't want to be in the office with, I'm giving you a sweet little deal. Go use my code MDMC20 and you can get an extra 20% off, which gets you to a 75% off if you buy the whole, there's a subscription you can do as well. So you can get a really cool deal on that. And this is only good until the end of January. So hurry up, because I don't know if I'm getting another promo code, but this is what you got to do right now. So enjoy. And I kid you not, your days in the office will be better, especially if you're working with a difficult client. Anyway, difficult client, that's just very much of a low, not even a full statement of, it was just horrible. And so I look at it now, I think myself and the former director were constantly looking at their social media to see what is all this new stuff they wanted to do. We saw nothing of that happen. In fact, I think towards the end of the year, my friend hit me up. He was the only one to keep his job. He actually stopped. He was no longer a consultant. They knocked him down a few pegs. And so his pay went down and everything else. And I'm like, well, that was really big of you to stay. He's like, but it's a brand I care about. And I care about the owner, and then not the new owner as much, but you know, I care about the owner and I really want them to succeed. And so, you know, I was like, well, at least you kept your job. I did not. And so honestly, I felt like I was in mourning. There are some clients that I just don't ever want to lose. And I just felt like, oh man, that was one I mourned. I mourned for a good while. It was just so, it hit me in the fucking heart. And I hated it. And it's all because they didn't want to listen to what we had to say about the storytelling aspect, why it became successful. Like all of these little tricks that we knew was a big chunk of storytelling. And this person didn't care. Just like, nope, don't care. Don't want anything of it. We're going to do this. And like just the other day, it's kind of funny because I was looking at this the other day. Oh my God. Horrible. It's just, I feel like when you do corporate type things and you do this full on, when you go this route and you want to say, oh yeah, you know, like, let's do this and let's do this and let's do this. And then when it doesn't pan out, you're like, huh, I wonder why no one responded to it. It's freaking cold. I'm happy my highlight stayed on there, but recycling old content. Like I remember I went and shot this kitchen. you're using old content. You're not going out to enough places to get photographed. Let's see. Veterans Day was very blah. I think Christmas was not even Christmas. It was a happy holiday thing. Let me see. It was a reel. It was just a happy holidays. It wasn't on December 25th. So there isn't human interaction. There's nothing about the employees. You know, one thing that we always did was we'd highlight the employees and all the hard work that they did. We're like, ooh, you know, this person did really great. Let's give them this, or they won something, or they, you know, for whatever reason, they're being featured. And if they're, the thing about the corporate mindset is they don't use real pictures. They use stock photos. And like a Labor Day post, it doesn't make sense. It's not even like, it's not even cute. It's just blah. It's a stock photo. I just don't get it. It just, I don't know. It's just so weird. The mentality of it all. It's just not where it needs to be. And it's really disappointing to see when people think that they can reinvent the wheel. And even this is a weird one. I don't know. I just don't like the use of stock photos. If you have, and especially this place had an abundant amount of people in there. Let's see. Like there's a stock photo of people eating and cheering. Like you could have gotten the staff to do that, but I don't get it. Even people, there's an image here of people walking through a space, but it's not real people. This is a stock photo. So this is what I mean. It's just not, where's the storytelling at? Where is any of this? I think the only thing close that they did was, well, I don't even know if those are these people's dogs. You're getting to a point where you're not really telling anybody anything. You're just like, here's our work. Here's what we do. I think the only time people got close enough was when they were doing charity events for the company. And you got like a company picture, but that's about it. You don't really say anything else. Here we are doing the kickstart to something, and that's it, you know. And what I found funny was this person was constantly using her backup accounts to engage with the actual account. And it's funny because I go back and look. So this has been removed. How far away have I been removed from this account? A couple years now. The growth on social media isn't there. I look at this and it looks blah. Like there's no reason for me to engage in any of this. And I think it's kind of like that Pinterest mentality. Oh, if it's pretty, people will like it. Not necessarily. And so this is why it's important to really give people that look of, hey, this is who we are. We are here. Let's talk about our employees. Let's talk about this. Let's talk about that. And literally, I'm not getting any of that here. It is just so depressing looking at this thing like, ugh, this is what they hired. It's kind of annoying. And it's really weird to see like all the previous content that I had worked on gone. And I think that's what makes me even more sad and mad about it was, I don't know. It's just really sad. It's really blah, but whatever. That's what I mean, though. If you don't have anything compelling to say, if you don't have anything to talk about with your business, I love getting like employees to get in front of a camera and tell me, hey, what's the favorite project you worked on this year? And they're like, oh, I did this, this, and this. Cool. And then you can really create a cool little video, kind of show the people what exactly they're talking about. Even just detaching their voice out of a video and just showing the work, even that's good. Get the owner to talk. What's the owner up to? How's he feeling today? What is his thoughts on this, this, and this? Boom, content. You can go so many ways on this. And to be able to make that connection of, this is who we are. This is what we do. This is why we want you to work with us. And if you're not going to even do that, like, what's the point? What is the freaking point? It's really discouraging. It's really sad. So this is what I mean. The power of storytelling in marketing is leaps and bounds different, especially with this specific account. It's night and day for me. I see what we did back then. Gold. People loved us. They cherished us. They wrote compelling reviews about us and who we are and what we did. To the dark part where we've gone corporate and cold, well, so is the rest of the world. And you can't work that way. You can't be that way. It's just so blah. So really start thinking of a plan. Whether get your employees involved, get your owner involved, or if you're the owner, get in front of a ring light, put your camera up, start talking. Do something that will connect the human elements together. And that way you guys have something to say. You have something going on and it works and it flows and it's great. And you're also connecting with the people, because at the end of the day, the people are the ones that are going to be buying from you. And if you have nothing to say, why would they buy from you? What is making them run to the door and be like, I have to work with them? What is? So really think about that and do your best to tell the story and enjoy telling the story. I know several times where I've gotten vulnerable and, you know, I usually put up this facade. I'm like, look, you know, blah, 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 blah. And I will just spit out what I need. And there are days where I'm like, you know what? I really feel like talking about that. And I'll sit there and I'll talk about it. And I'll be like, oh, blah, this, blah, that, blah, blah, blah. And I will get emotional about it, or I'll get really sad. And I'm like, you know, I've never talked about this before, but this is what made me do this. And people are like, oh, I didn't know you had that in you. And then people are like, I like that. And then you connect with people on a way you never thought you would connect with people. It's pretty impressive. So I implore all of you, please, please, please start telling stories, start getting out there, and just be vulnerable. Don't be afraid. People want to hear stories. And I think a great way, and I'll just say this real quick. If anyone's met Kevin Smith or have seen him talk or at a Comic-Con or whatever, Kevin Smith, I am a huge Kevin Smith fan. Like, I only need Rosario Dawson to sign my Clerks 2 poster, and it's going to be up here somewhere. I love Clerks 2. I love Clerks 3. Clerks 1 was okay, but Kevin Smith is a genius. And I could just sit there and listen to him talk. A fan asked him, like, couldn't even ask him a question because he started talking. And he was like, just talking and talking for 20 minutes. And he was like, what was your question? He's like, I didn't ask it yet. And he was like, okay, God. He was like, I thought you didn't, but I didn't want to look like a jackass up here talking. But I could hear him go on and on about stories that he's had in the industry personally. I'm just sitting there like, oh, give me more. Like, I, one of these days, me and Kevin Smith are going to be friends. I just know it. I feel it in my gut. Like, yeah. But anyway, that's the power of storytelling, because he went down to that level. It's like, hey, this is what I dealt with coming up. And if you're on that same journey coming up, this is how I dealt with it. And hopefully, you know, when you make it, then you look back and be like, oh, you know, Kevin was right. Do this, this, and this. And so someone like Kevin Smith, I can listen to all day long, because that storytelling to me is compelling, because that's someone I want to hear from. That's someone who I have shown interest in. And when people listen to something that they have shown interest in, whether it's your company or your charity or whatever it may be, you getting there and talking about it is gold every time. So, and I think even Kevin Smith said that. He's like, we are the owners of our stories, and our stories will always pay us back in tenfold, which I think is 100% true. And I think Kevin is onto something. I'm totally going to tag Kevin in this one. Our stories are gold. At the end of the day, what we can do and what we can say will always come back and reward us at the end of the day. So Please tell your stories. Please don't be afraid. And I can't wait to see what stories you're telling on your social media and your business. So that is it for me. I am out. I had to do a couple of these today, but you know, it's the end of the Christmas season and the holiday season. I got to pack up some stuff and yeah, it's time to go. But I will see you next week for episode 13. I'll see you soon.